What you got?
It is Tuesday, 11th of February. It's time to call the Historical Preservation Committee to order. First item on the agenda, I'd like a motion to excuse our chair, Craig, from being here tonight.
So moved.
Have a second?
Second.
Anybody opposed? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Second is the adoption of the agenda. Would you please take a quick look at it, and then I'll take a motion at that point.
Move to accept this agenda as written.
A second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? None. Okay. Now, would you please review the minutes of the 14th of January and make sure there's nothing wrong there, please? I believe the meeting was pointed out was about 8 minutes long, so we wouldn't.
Yeah, really not.
We didn't have a lot of substance that day. And a motion to accept?
Motion to accept.
Second?
A second.
All right. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion is carried. And it's the time for public comments. Anyone here from the public that would like to comment? How about any just from the public? No, I guess. Seeing none, and we'll pass right by that right now. Now we get to old business. The report and recommendation for the designation of downtown Curie Beach historic overlay done by Keith. Now we all received a copy of it. Should we go through this on the slides, gentlemen, or any particularly need to? John, are you familiar? Are you familiar with Keith's proposal, Craig's proposal?
Somewhat.
Okay, Mindy? Mindy, how about you? Get a chance to look at it?
Yeah, I've looked over it.
Okay. Why don't we take a quick...
Did you see the emails between me and the chair this afternoon?
Yes.
Okay,
at least the last one I saw said that if we wanted to pass it, that'd be great, and he'd handle the typos.
Well, there was an exchange between the chair and I where I suggested editing the first six pages to sharpen it up for more than just typos. And he said he was fine with that, and that was forwarded on to you. So
I didn't receive it for some reason.
I think the substance is fine, but I would recommend, and he's okay with it, letting me edit those first six pages and proving it in... formally approving it next month and passing it on the council.
He
was okay.
Joe, I thought we needed to get this in front of council Thursday.
Not another month.
Let me ask Joe. There is one hotel for sale. For review.
Which one?
Curie View, the one with the mural on the left, is about to deal with the town of Robert.
I have to follow up on this.
Okay. As soon as possible.
I read it in full and didn't see any major issues from my perspective.
Nor did I. Okay. Would we consider...
Well, hold on. Let's talk to council again. What's the council?
What are your changes exactly?
Well, I can't tell you exactly what they were. I would rewrite the first six pages to sharpen it up, to use consistent terminology, to employ legalese, so to speak, which the reviewing state agency would understand.
So we're not talking content?
No, we're not talking substance at all. Substance is fine.
We're just talking the format we're giving it to them.
Format and grammar and
But you wouldn't be able to have. When's the next council meeting?
The agenda will go up Thursday for the council
meeting. So Monday night.
Pardon?
Monday night.
I can't make those changes before the agenda packets go out.
Okay.
And again, if you want to, you can look at the email between Craig and I. I'm sorry you didn't get that. I replied all to his last email from him to you.
You cannot make
the last one I saw, it simply said that if you guys wanted to pass it, he'd be okay with it, subject to making some typos that he would fix before it went to the council.
That's what I got.
personally, I'd like, this is mine to him this afternoon. I'd like to edit the syntax and not the substance of the first six pages of the report. For various reasons, I'd like to ensure consistency of key terminology, use abbreviated references which reviewing bodies like the state agency would expect were appropriate to catch those few typos. I repeat that the report is compliant without any syntactical editing on my part. I just think the first six pages can be sharpened up. He writes back, if there are any issues, certainly the HPC can table this decision with the idea of revising typos, your suggestions, HPC suggestions. I'm certainly not trying to rush this, but I'd go either way. I'm guessing that the short fuse to the town council that's referencing the agenda packet deadline, that it might be best to A, discuss the report tonight, and then B, table the HPC decision in order to clean up the document per your suggestions over the next couple of weeks with everybody's input.
Joe, what does that do to you with the council if this gets tabled?
That's fine.
Sorry?
That's fine. I mean, we'll just...
So,
it might actually be better because everybody had more time to go through it instead of being, you know, we've got this Thursday morning, everybody trying to rush through to get it.
Okay.
So we're going to meet.
We have two choices. We can have a motion to pass with the amendments made by the attorney, or second, we can table this to our next meeting and give the attorney time to make the adjustments and get it out to all the appropriate people.
I don't know that we need to wait. I mean, if the amendments don't change substance, then it's simply language. We could.
Well, the bigger question is. Can we get this ready for Thursday for them?
I can't.
No, you can't.
He can't, so he can't get...
Well, like Joe said, it might work out better to so that...
So really, there's no sense in passing it at this point because they can't get it ready for it.
If we went on and agreed to pass and move forward with it, then he has plenty of time to do that. I mean, do we need to wait another meeting to...
Oh, no, pass it.
I mean, there's not going to be any changes. It's just...
Okay, so what we're saying is we'll pass it and we'll then forward it when it's ready.
It can go directly to council when it's ready.
As soon as it's ready, right.
For our meeting.
That makes sense.
Can we do that? Is that okay? Is that my kind of motion? Yeah. Pass it with your updates and you can go right to council?
That's fine.
Okay.
You know, you got two issues. Approving it subject to, like the vice chair said, you can approve it subject to my editing the first six pages. The bottom line is either council gets it this way or council gets an edited product.
I'd rather than get a finished copy.
Yeah.
All right, so I have a motion.
I'll go ahead and make a motion, if I got this discussion right, to approve the content and to have council edit language and submit directly to council when it's ready for review.
Second.
Any
further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries.
All right.
New business. Any council, any commission members of new business? Hearing none. Any member items? I will take a motion to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? None. We are now adjourned. And we did it again.